exile the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. This podcast is a recording of his homily for the feast of the body and blood of Christ.
Homily for the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. In Argentina, the Bishop of Buenos Aires asked a Dr. Richard Castanon to investigate a communion host that had turned red. A scientific examination revealed that the host had become a tissue from a heart muscle still pulsating, even though the host was 5 years old by that time. What is your reaction to that? You see it as a proof of Jesus' presence. Do we need such proof? I don't think so. I suggest that this episode is a reminder, perhaps a supernatural reminder, if you like, to rediscover our spirituality, especially about God's presence in our lives and about the real presence in the Eucharist, and how they are inseparable. Today, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, what used to be called Corpus Christi, is the perfect time to think about what the consecrated bread and wine we receive really means to us. God is feeding us with the gift of His Son. We believe this 100%. It is the heart and center of our Catholic worship. But is this the only way God feeds us? I believe that God is always feeding us in all kinds of concrete ways, but so often we're not conscious of it. Our overactive days overwhelm us at times, so that when something which seems bad happens, we moan and groan. Instead of saying, maybe God is at work here too. I remember a family friend who was booked on a flight from Cairo to London in the 1960s. He missed his flight and was extremely upset. But the plane that he missed crashed into the Mediterranean with all lives lost. And then another episode. The grandmother of a parishioner was booked to sail on the Titanic from England just under 100 years ago. There was a problem with her reservation. So she sailed on the Lusitania a few days later. Was not God at work in these two extraordinary situations? On Sunday we might come to Mass without having prayed or thought about God's goodness all week long. That is when going to Mass feels more like an obligation than a celebration. It seems out of place. It doesn't seem to fit in with our daily life because it does not connect with what has been going on in our day-to-day routine. Our day-to-day awareness or non-awareness of God and one another will help or hinder our entering into the Sunday Eucharist. If during the week we never pray or thank God for the gifts we are always receiving at God's hands, then our awareness of God's presence in our lives will probably not have a high profile when we enter the church doors. But on the other hand, if we try to have prayer and reflection as a natural part of our lives, then when we walk through those doors, the doors of the church, it will be like a homecoming. Our Sunday celebration will be a natural conclusion to what has been going on in our lives during the week. Our presence to God and to others during the week helps us to discover, more than that, helps us to delight in Jesus' presence in the Eucharistic celebration. We thank God for our brothers and sisters as we worship together with them. We pray for their needs as well as our own. We ask forgiveness for any neglect of God and those we could have helped. It is here we can always make a new beginning. Being physically present to one another should remind us that we all belong to one family. And not only one family, but one body and blood of Jesus Christ. So please take the word presence home with you. And let it remind you of the gift of the Eucharist and the gift of one another. In this way, the gift of presence in the Eucharist becomes the invitation to see the gift of God's presence in everyone as we begin the new week. So celebrate the divine presence in the Eucharist, but celebrate it too in everyone and in everything we do when we go forth from here.